This is the Lou Rockwell Show.
Dr. David Gordon is senior fellow at the Mises Institute, editor of the Mises Review. Take a look online at Mises.org for the issues of that. He's a columnist for LouRockwell.com. Take a look at his archive there. David is author of a number of books, most recently The Essential Rothbard. But I want to talk, David, about three other intellectuals that you've known and you have interesting reminiscences of. F.A. Hayek, Robert Nozick, and Walter Starkey. So tell us about first Professor von Hayek.
Oh, well, I met Hayek in 1969. He was a visiting professor of philosophy at UCLA, and I took his course in philosophy of the social sciences. I liked him very much because he was an easy grader. One thing, I read Hayek before and I knew who he was, but if you didn't know who Hayek was, I think you would immediately grasp he was a person of extraordinary intelligence. When he lectured, he never used notes, but you could print what he said. He was extremely exact. Normally, a lecture by him would be, he would be responding to an article or chapter that he'd assigned. He'd usually be critical of it. And as he would criticize the person, he'd have the little cigars he would smoke, and he'd flick cigar ashes on the page while he was talking. But he was very, he emphasized very much the importance of responding to every point the author had made. He said one's point-by-point refutation. This was essential for him.
How did you find him as a man?
He was very old-world reserved. He was not unfriendly, but, I mean, he's not the sort of person you would pal around with, really. Although I did tell him a few jokes that he laughed at. I remember one he thought was funny was the one with the two behavior psychologists who meet each other, and one said to the other, "You're fine, how am I?" And he said, "Oh, that's very amusing."
David, you knew much better and for a much longer time and were really an active collaborator with Robert Nozick, the great philosopher at Harvard.
Oh, yeah, yes, I knew him for about 20 years. I met him around March 1980. Now, he was a quite unusual person. He was a tremendously smart person, very imaginative in his philosophical examples. He was probably the fastest person in argument I ever met. Now, one unfortunate thing about him was He was interested in libertarianism, but he had an intense sense of, I think, of personal rivalry with Murray Rothbard. I think if you look at his great work, Anarchy, State, and Utopia, 1974, really, although he became very famous in philosophy for the ideas there, most philosophers never encountered libertarianism before, really the structure of his ideas really borrowed from Murray Rothbard, but he rejected, he argued against Rothbard's libertarian anarchism. He was a minarchist, but really I think he resented Rothbard, and this kind of colored his thinking. And he very often found it, I think he really, although he was, as I say, tremendously imaginative, he didn't have the real depth of knowledge in all sorts of scholarly disciplines that Rothbard did, although he achieved much greater academic renown than Murray had. I think Murray really deserved the more prominent position.
David, as we know, Murray was always right. I mean, he held that Nozick had learned a huge amount from you, that you had helped him in a lot of his argumentation, that you'd gone over in detail all his manuscripts before they were published, and that he had been derelict in acknowledging that.
Oh, well, I think Murray's giving much too much credit. I did look at some of his manuscripts. He mentioned me, Nozick mentioned me a couple times, but I mean, the thing with Nozick was it would be very hard to get an argument by him. He would usually have his refutation ready before one finished the sentence, and he was very good at anticipating counters. Tom Nagel, who was famous philosopher who was at one time great friends with Nozick, but they had a falling out, said that Nozick could really refute anything, including himself, so he just had to decide to stop after a certain point, and then he'd go on. But I think Hans Harper, in his Introduction to Ethics of Liberty, makes, I think, a quite good point that I think Murray also held, is that Nozick really didn't take ideas that seriously. He was more interested in kind of the pure intellectual construction rather than, he really didn't accept libertarianism as really something that he really put his whole heart into, and he later came to abandon some of his libertarian views, although in his last years he came back to it somewhat, although not fully.
David, I'm glad you mentioned The Ethics of Liberty. This is one of the Rothbard books that's in the Rothbard collection on the left-hand side of the front page of lourockwell.com. Just click on Rothbard collection. And it's true that the Hoppe introduction is quite a tremendous piece of work, too. But David, now tell us about Walter Starkey.
Oh, well, Walter Starkey was also my teacher at UCLA. He was my favorite teacher by far. He had had a quite remarkable career. UCLA taught in six different departments, I think, Spanish, English, French, theater arts, folklore, and I think Italian. So, you see, he had started off at Trinity College Dublin. He was a professor of Spanish, and he had a number of famous students like Samuel Beckett, and he also had a career in the British diplomatic service. He was head of the British Council in Spain during World War II. He did very important work there. But one thing quite remarkable about him was he knew anyone you mentioned was someone he had met or had stories about. Almost anyone you mentioned. I remember the first time I met him, he said to me, Nehru said, I think I'd ask him, did he know President Kennedy? He said, oh, well, you know, Nehru said to me in 1961, the Kennedys were the hope of the world. But personally, I can't stand Irish gangs. I can't stand Neapolitan gangs either. I used to live with the mafia in Sicily.
Well, David, I appreciate your reminiscences about these three men. And I want to, again, mention David's archive on lourockwell.com. Take a look at his articles. Take a look at his bibliography. And take a look at the Mises Review, which is on Mises.org. And Dr. David Gordon, thank you.
Oh, thanks very much for inviting me, Lou.
You've been listening to The Lou Rockwell Show. Produced by LouRockwell.com, the best-read libertarian website in the world. If you'd like to advertise on this podcast or on the website, email advertise@LouRockwell.com. And thanks for listening.